Dad out again. Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Rhodesia het die regte grond en klimaat vir die kweek van die wêreldse beste tabak. Nou kondig Winstons van Salisbury met trots aan hulle nuwe koningsformaat filtersigaret Salisbury, spesiaal vir uitvoervervaardig van Rhodesia se keurgraad tabak. Salisbury koningsformaat filter is eg Rhodesia, volg jou in smaak, soos verwag kan word van 'n kwaliteit Rhodesiese sigaret. Salisbury, die nuwe koningsformaat filtersigaret, die egte Rhodesia.
Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
I've made up my mind. From now on, I'm going to pay myself first, every month.
Yes, dear.
You see, I'm going to become an old mutual profit maker.
That's nice, dear.
Now, I reckon this old mutual profit maker plan is just the thing for us. We can expect a decent profit, and we'll get security, tax saving, and much more.
Yes, dear. Darling, have you let the cat out yet?
Phyllis, I've been putting my brain to work.
Oh, that's nice, dear. You're always trying something new, aren't you?
Thanks. I have put my brain to work before, Phyllis.
Oh, yes, dear. Oh, that's what I mean. You're full of ideas.
Well, my inborn drive and ambition can't be allowed to stagnate, you know.
Oh, quite right, Gerald. I realize that for myself. Why, even on the day we were married, I remember thinking to myself, my Gerald's full of ideas.
Yes, Phyllis.
I think with Gerald at my side, we'll go a long way.
Well, naturally, you know that, dear. I mean, I...
There'll be no holding him back. I told myself, this man of mine will reach for the heights.
Yes, it was written there for all to see.
And it's your determination to succeed that has put us where we are now.
Oh, thank you, Phyllis. I
think...
Now, what's wrong with Blossom Avenue?
Aye, aye.
Well, maybe it does have some drawbacks.
Yeah, what's the matter, Phyllis? Has Gerald been throwing your cooking in your face again?
Oh, no, Thelma. We've been discussing how we got on in the world.
Oh, fair enough. You're entitled to a good cry, aren't you?
I resent that. Phyllis has never gone short of anything during our married life. That's true, isn't it, Phyllis? Well, only last week I bought her a new home tool kit and a soldering iron.
Oh, go on. You are spoiling her, Gerald.
And there was that hat I bought her last month.
The hat? Oh, you mean the one that came right down over her head and shoulders with a piece of plastic for her to look through?
That's right.
Yeah, when are you getting her the welding torch to go with it?
Well, I can't get everything at once, Thelma. This is what I was about to tell Phyllis just before you came in. Working at Glover's is all right, but I think it's time I add a second string to my bow.
Well, I saw a thing in the paper this morning. They're advertising for extras in the new Robin Hood television series. What about that?
No, thank you. I tried that once. Never again. It's not worth it. Being clouted over the head with big sticks just for £6. Not me. Would I had been a Norman. At least they had helmets on. And some of those bowmen don't care where they put their arrows.
Ah, yeah, we saw that episode. The one where the sheriff's man got you while he was doing up your shoelaces.
You know, it's funny you should start thinking about some... additional business opportunities, Gerald. I've been thinking on the same lines myself.
Now, Harry, I've told you we're not opening a pub.
Thelma, who wants a pub? Well, I have in mind now is a coffee bar.
Oh, I need to be a bar in it somewhere.
Oh. Do you mean one of those places where they have the machines that go...
Yes, well, sort of.
Phyllis, you'd look silly standing there going...
No, Gerald. I mean, I'd like to pull the handle to make the machine go...
coffee bar. Oh, I don't know. We're not the type.
Well, we soon could be. I mean, buy some duffel coats, corduroys, rope sandals, grow our hair long. Oh, we'd be a sensation.
Now, how are you going to get your hair to grow long when you spend a fortune trying to get it to grow?
We could all cut our hair off, then. It's the same thing.
Oh, no.
Look, that's a little thing we can settle later. The point is, these places are gold mines. They're full of layabouts and intellectual bohemians.
Intellectual bohemians? I've watched them. They're all broke. They don't buy anything.
I know. But the people who come in to look at them do.
Hang on. How are you going to open a coffee bar when you're both working at Glover's?
Well, I've got rather a lot of sick leave due. I've only had 2 months this year. What about you, Jerry?
Oh, I can stay away any time.
Oh, yes. They never know when Gerald's not there.
There's one thing, though, Harry. What about the money to do the place up?
That's just it. You don't need any. The worse the place is, the better. I mean, it's all the vogue these days. Find a dirty old cellar, get a couple of barrels, a long plank, candles in bottles, and you're in business. It's the name that draws them. That's the important thing. Find the right name, and they'll flock in.
Something like Loder's Lair, you mean?
No. Something foreign, French or Italian or Spanish. They're the favourite at the moment. I know. We'll call it El Mombasa. Cool, that'll get them. Couple of Jamaicans in coloured shirts on the door will make a fortune then. That's it. The El Mombasa Wimbledon. All we've got to do now is find some premises.
Hello, Fred Bigley's estate agents. Bigley speaking. No, I haven't got any council houses. No, I've got no flats neither. No, we haven't got a prefab on the books. I've got an air raid shelter, 4 nickel a week. 5-10 with the windows. Yeah. Hey, well, yeah, all right. Call on in the morning. I'll let you have the deeds and a sledgehammer. Well, you've got to get in, don't you? You bricked up the door, and I'll see you. Come in.
Good morning. We're Duff and Loder.
What's that, a music hall tune? Theatrical agency's next door.
No. I mean, I'm Harry Duff, and he's Gerald Loder. We live in Blossom Avenue.
You live there?
That's right. Next door to each other.
And we're here to talk business. You're an estate agent, right?
Right, the best.
Well, we want the most horrible, disreputable, dilapidated building in town.
Well, you just said you lived in Blossom Avenue.
So? Well, what's wrong with the places you've got?
They're too good for what we want.
Too good? Blimey, they don't come any worse than that, you know.
That will do, my good man. Just make a note of our requirements. We want a cellar.
A cellar?
In the High Street, preferably. Or preferably, whichever you prefer. Or prefer.
Ah, a cellar, eh? You really want a cellar?
Yeah, a dirty cellar.
Oh, what a pity. You couldn't have come at a worse time for cellars.
No?
Now, everybody's after them. Only a minute before you walked in, I had a phone call, and guess what I said?
No, wait a minute, let me guess. The price of cellars are shot up all over the country, right?
Right.
Yeah, I thought so. Funny how that sort of thing happens.
Yeah, it's uncanny. Look, how much do you prefer to spend on one?
£500.
Well, isn't that a coincidence?
Now, don't tell me. That's just the price they went up to.
That's right.
And, of course, you're the only man in town who deals in cellars.
Yeah, that's right.
So, putting it in a nutshell, taking things all round, by and large, as it were, I mean, all things being equal, so to speak, you have got me over the barrel.
That's it.
Very well. Let's negotiate.
All right, then. What do you want his cellar for?
We're opening a coffee bar.
Wow, that's wonderful. I've got the very place for that. It's in the High Street as well.
Oh, good.
Of course, the sewer runs through the middle of it, but that won't bother you, will it?
No, that's perfect. I mean, put some gondolas on it. Very continental. Very continental. Sort of Venetian motif. What? With a cardboard bridge of size across it. Oh, it'll be a smasher. I'll get Picasso to daub a few things on the walls. Bung on a record of Joseph Locke singing Hear My Song, Violetta. Jerry, you and me will tear around in bandanas and big earrings. Oh, it'll be a riot. I'll tell you what, we'll call it El Spaghetti. That's it, Phyllis. Well done. Let's have another half a dozen of them bamboo poles over here.
Oh, come and help me, Gerald.
Phyllis. I've got my hands full with this electric light bulb.
Oh, very well, then, dear.
I've finished curling that old plant around the brush handles, Annie. What's next?
Well, there's a tray full of cactus, so you can spread that around.
Oh, all right, where is it? Oh! Gerald found it.
Yeah. That'll learn him to sit down on the job, won't it? Phyllis?
Yes, Annie?
Make fast them gondolas. If it rains, we'll have our customers floating off down the tunnel to South End.
Ah, well, I must say, it's beginning to look all right now, isn't it?
Oh, Benny, Benny, magnifico. Oh, a right slice of Italy, this is.
Yeah, yes, it's very tasteful. You know, I didn't think, though, that the leaning tower of Pisa was in Venice.
It isn't. That's the pillar holding the roof up. I had to do something with it.
Oh. Oh, well, why didn't you straighten it?
It is. Right, it's the cellar that's on the skew, is.
Oh, that's all right. The cups look full and they aren't.
Right, let's have a staff meeting. Forward, please.
Oh, isn't this exciting? Having our own little establishment.
Yes, the atmosphere's getting me already. I thought I saw the sun a while ago.
Now then, Judy, I'll be on the cash desk.
Aye, aye.
It takes more skill than you think that does, Jerry, mate. And it's exhausting, too. Every time you punch the till, you have to nip out of the way so the drawer doesn't bang you in the waistcoat. Phyllis, you're on the machine. Thelma, you're waiting on tables. Thelma, where's she gone? Thelma? Senora Thelma?
Oh, wait, Miss Stewart.
Si, senor. How many more times? Blimey, that's what you're wearing, is it?
Oh, yes. Let's have a look, Thelma. Turn round. Yes. Very nice. Very smart. I give up. What's she supposed to be?
It's an authentic Italian peasant costume.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. I just had a horrible mental picture of you in bitter rice standing in the paddy field. Send me right off for a moment.
Oh, what? Don't be so rude, Gerald. I think it's very nice, Thelma.
Well, I've done my best. I thought it was rather seductive. I've even got black stockings with holes in, like all them Italian film stars wear.
You know, we should have had an Arab motif. Then you could have worn a yashmak.
Harry!
Now, look, Thel, remember one thing. When you're serving the people in the gondolas, stand on the bank and hand it over. I wouldn't get in them if I were you. Right. I think we're all set now. Gerald? Shove some coal in the machine and let's get a good head of steam up. I think we're in for a heavy night tonight.
The rotary engine Mazda RX2. There's just nothing like it. Switch on. If you have a good ear, you'll hear the rotors whirling. Then surge away to 100 in 10 seconds. You'll hear a whisper at 120 in the rotary engine's Mazda. It's uncannily quiet, breathtakingly powerful. The Mazda RX2. Drive one. Start a power revolution.
If you could see your tire treads as you pull away, corner, and brake, you'd hardly recognize them. Because when treads are under stress, they squirm, distort, pinch up, wear out quicker. That's why every General R280 radial tire comes with 400 little rubber studs to brace and stabilize the treads. And because there's less fidget in the treads, there's much more mileage in the tire. General R280 radials. The mileage tires.
Thelma, roll about on another pound of coffee beans.
We're doing a roaring trade, Harry, aren't we?
Oh, I knew we would. What did I say? We've got the cream of Wimbledon here. Look at them slinging their 10-pence pieces about like mad things.
Yes, it's a little gold mine we've got here. Oi, hey, you in the duffel coat. Stop blowing the froth off your cappuccino. How dare you splatter that bridge of sides. But the nasty abbot will have to cure them young ones of Harry, having bets on highest up the wall.
They're not all young, though. I mean, look at this one.
Can I have a hot pie with a dollop of chopped sauce on the rim?
Sorry, mate, we don't serve that sort of food here.
Oh, I see. I understand, young fella. You don't want the likes of me, an old Mafeking hero, sitting down with them posh young gentlemen in their lady friends.
No, it's not like that at all.
It's all right, son, I understand.
Look, Dad, we don't do hot pies here. This is an espresso bar. Look, give us time and we'll fit you up with an omelette a la Rozzano Brazzi avec les pommes de terre.
Oh, that sounds nice. I've only got 5 pence. What can you do for 5 pence?
Well, you can have half a slice of apple strudel.
Is that as good as a hot pie with a type of chop sauce?
Well, between you and me, no. But don't let on to any of this mob here.
So you ain't got anything for me, then?
No, I'm afraid not, Dad.
No odd jobs or nothing I do. Sweeping up or cleaning the machines out at night, like.
No, I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, dear, I notice you ain't got any entertainment, like. All them posh ones up west have got them. I've got me food. Listen to this. Oh,
Dad? Let's have that again.
Oh, ten yards.
Thank you. Now that's 45 cents plus 10 pence cover charge for the entertainment.
Entertainment? What entertainment? What do you mean, what entertainment?
You heard him singing just then, didn't you? Artists of his caliber don't work for nothing, you know. What's the matter with you now? Come on. 55 pence. Thelma?
Yes, Harry?
Look, take Tito Gobby here away and fix him up with a gondolier's uniform. We can always use him.
All right,
and the next gent, please.
Hello, Harry. How's the business?
Hello, Fred. Oh, you've done me proud, Fred. Ideal, this cellar is. Look at them, packed to the doors. I could do with a place twice this size. Any chance?
No. This is the last one.
Oh, what a pity. Can't extend this place, only we used up all the available room.
Yeah, what a pity you can't enlarge it.
Still, never mind. In one night, we made a packet. You doing anything at the moment, Fred?
No.
Well, come on. Let's nip across the road for an hot pie and a cup of tea. I can't stand this rubbish.
Yay!
Mr. Percy Withers to see you, Mr. Fielding.
All right, send him in.
Morning, Fred.
Adam, morning, Percy. Tell me, what's wrong?
Bad news, Fred. You know, we had four of the boys working as temporary postmen.
Yeah?
Well, it was more temporary than what we thought. They got nicked last night with a sack full of registered parcels. Oh,
now we're going to be four short at the Borstal reunion. Thought I was relying on them. Where are they?
They're in the local nick in the High Street.
Have they been up before the beak yet?
No, they come up tomorrow. We've got to get them out, Fred. The reunion dinner won't seem the same without them.
Ah, that's right. How are we going to get them out, though? The cells are down in the basement, aren't they?
Yeah.
And what's on the other side of them?
Well, on one side there's a baker's shop, and on the other side there's that new coffee bar that opened the other day.
Yeah, well, that's that. We can't do it. The new coffee bar?
Yeah.
The old spaghetti?
That's the one, yes.
Right next to the police cells?
That's right, right next to it.
Get some champagne to welcome the boys home. I think we're going to be all right.
All right, all right. right, thank you, Dad. Very nice. Time to go home now. Here's your wages in the bag. 4 lumps of apple strudel and a rum barber.
Thank you. Oh, you talk, you are. Same time tomorrow. Oh, I'll bring me mate from the Doss House. Comb and paper and oil drums, they'll play. We're getting a rumba group going.
Oh, thanks, Dad. We'll look forward to it. He'll have an LP out next year. You mark my words.
Hi,
Fred,
boys.
Oh, hello, Fred.
Right at the gap tonight, I see.
Yes, getting more in every night, turning them away we are.
You could do with that extra space more than ever, now, couldn't you?
Oh, if only we could, we'd double our take-ins.
Yeah, well, look, I'm glad to say I'm now in a position to help you.
Fred, mate, sit down. Look, have what's left of that apple strudel. Now, what have you thought of?
Well, I was looking to my fires this morning, and I find that I also own the property on the other side of the wall.
Get away.
That's right, and it's yours for an 100 knicker. Look, all you've got to do is to knock an hole in the wall, and the massive premises on the other side. It's just right for a coffee house. No conversion needed.
No.
It's already divided up into little cubicles. Listen, and it's furnished. There's tables and chairs in every cubicle.
Why, that's wonderful. When can we move in?
Well, as soon as you like. Look, why don't you knock the wall down as soon as you close tonight?
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll get Selma on the sledgehammer. We'll be through in no time. That's it, Joe. Sit down.
Go on,
swing it. Look at them go there. Oh, they make that bloke who hits the gong on the films look like a triangle player.
Oh, hey, amateur. I'm getting tired.
Oh,
no,
I can't keep it up much longer.
Oh, stop moaning. Oh, I don't know. There's no stamina in girls today. Me and Gerald did our share, and you don't hear us moan.
Your share? Gerald drew the outline on the wall for us to aim at, and you went out and bought the chalk for it.
Yes, well, come on, Phyllis. Don't give up now. Another 2 whacks and you'll be through.
Oh, I was through long ago.
Watch out. Watch out. There it goes.
Well done, girls. Well done, we're through. And a good big hole, too. Oh, it'll make a nice doorway. We'll have bead curtains over it, isn't it? Hey?
Come here.
Come back.
Who are you?
Oh, my mate, Count of Monte Cristo. So long. Well, that's fine, then. I shall tell Fred about this. I bet he didn't know there were 4 vagabonds trespassing on his premises.
Ah, well, Gerald, never mind. They're gone now. Let's get into the place. Let's have a look round.
All right. Go on, you first.
Oh, it's not bad at all. We've got possibilities. Look at those black bamboo poles. Right across the front of all the little cubicles.
Oh, yes. And doors to every cubicle. Oh, very posh. It'll be a great attraction, this will.
Well, come on in. We'll get it cleaned up. Shove a few plants on the walls. We'll be ready to open tonight. I think we'll call it the Bastille Room.
Duo cappuccino?
Harry, how's the Bastille room tonight?
Down. All the cubicles are crammed full. I'm just going to take the orders.
Ah, senor, senorinas.
Welcome to the Bastille room. Can I have your order for favori?
No, thank you, Garçon. We already have our food, and rather vastly, it is too.
What do you mean you've already got it? Nobody's served this room yet. Yeah, where do you get all those tin mugs of cocoa and bowls of porridge, eh? Come on, now, who served you all this muck?
I did, on behalf of Her Majesty's government. Don't give so much salt. Get back to your cell.
I beg your pardon. Who are you?
I am the head warder. I've just come on duty. They might have told me they'd taken all the new prisoners in. I'm only 4 when I left last night. Here.
What?
What are you in for?
Oh, he's bonkers. My dear sir, this happens to be an espresso coffee house.
Oh, knock that hole in the wall.
I did.
Oh, you admit it, don't you? It's a good job I came down when I did. Or you would all of us escape, wouldn't you?
I've got a good idea where you escaped from. Now, go on, clear off. We don't want the likes of you in a respectable coffee house. You're drunk, sir.
That's a lie. I never touch it when I'm on duty. You've got a vicious tongue, you have. In front of all the other prisoners, too. Now, go on, get in yourself before I give you a rap over the knuckles with me ring of keys. Go on, get in.
Here, what do you think you're doing?
Go on, get in.
You take your hands off my person. Don't you push me.
Oh, I know your type. The ringleader. Get in that cell.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Oh, another one, eh? This escape plot was bigger than I thought. What are you doing to my friend?
Friend?
I see it all now. You're the outside contact man. You've got a car outside. Go on, in the cell. You're under arrest with all the others.
The prisoners will rise. You have all been found guilty of breaking into a prison and allowing four dangerous criminals to escape. I sentence all 153 of you to £20 or 20 days. The ringleaders, Harold Duff and General Zilda, are fined £1,000. Next case.
Ah, well, so much for the profits in the coffee house. We're right back where we started, broke.
We're not finished yet. We've got 153 lots of damages to pay for the customers who were arrested.
Yes, how are we going to find that much? The coffee house has been closed down, so that's out.
Look, I'm finished with coffee houses. We're going into the entertainment world. That's where the money is. Ah, no, no, I've got us a very good engagement. We're starting tonight, so we better start rehearsing now.
Ah.
Got your spoon?
Yes.
Right. One, two, three.
In your mind, in your mind, in your mind. We look neat, stand on the street. You look down on the bottom of the street. Now, lying down, standing down. Now, we're going to go
on.
After action, satisfaction. Ah, that's the time for a Lexington. Filter or straight, Lexington's great. Alive with flavor. Rich, real, robust flavor of an honest-to-goodness tobacco blend. Everything a man wants in a cigarette, Lexington's got and then some. Try 'em once, believe me, you smoke 'em twice. Lexington, that's the one.
When it comes to a savings account, you can save with peace of mind at the Standard. Why? Well, we're part of South Africa's largest banking group, and also the oldest bank in the Republic, which means we can give you the highest possible interest balanced with the highest possible safety. So, if it's worth saving for, it's worth saving at the Standard. That's banking leadership to serve you better.
That was The Restaurateurs, featuring Valerie Miller Brown and Jim Williams, Julian Lomberg and David Horner, assisted by John Simpson, Tommy Reed and Tom Mearn. The script was written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton, adapted and produced by Tom Mearn and directed by Brian Squires. Be with us again next Monday at 9:30 for another close-up view of our friends and neighbors.